Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1447, Carb Cycling and Who Can Benefit From It, by Eric Lea of ericlea.com, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, it's the middle of the week. Happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, every Friday, I answer your questions right here on the show. You can send your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, it's time for a little bit of inspiration. And in fact, today's inspirational quote basically summarizes why I do this show. It summarizes my purpose in this life. So here we go. Quote, "There is no greater joy nor greater reward than to make a fundamental difference in someone's life." Sister Mary Rose Maggetti. So I truly hope this podcast is making a difference for you. All right, enough of that emotional stuff. Let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Carb Cycling and Who Can Benefit From It, by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. We've had low carb, we've had keto, we've had carnivore, and the list goes on. These are probably diet regimes you've heard circling around the health sphere. But the list doesn't stop there. Lately, carb cycling has become somewhat of a trend, and not for terrible reasons. Many claim it can help boost the fat loss effects of a low-carb diet, while also keeping you psychologically sane during the dieting process. Carb cycling does have some beneficial research behind it regarding hormones and fat loss. But here, I'm going to dive in deeper to find out whether carb cycling is actually beneficial and if you should try it. So, with that, let's go. What is carb cycling? Carb cycling is a strategy that involves fluctuating between high-carb foods and low-carb foods. Typically, this is done by alternating high-carb days with low-carb days in order to, quote-unquote, trick your body into burning more fat. Carb cycling usually also involves increasing calories on high-carb days and reducing them on low-carb days. A popular carb cycling split would look something like this: high-carb on workout days and low-carb on rest days. However, this isn't the only split. Some people choose to do a once or twice a week carb day after a week of low-carb dieting. Why carb cycle? The why behind carb cycling comes down to the potential positive effects on certain hormones that can help with performance and fat loss. There are several key hormones that are affected when you start dieting, including leptin, thyroid hormones, and reproductive hormones like testosterone and estrogen. Leptin in particular plays a pretty big role in fat loss as it governs hunger and metabolic adaptation. When you're eating at maintenance calories or above, or you have a decent amount of body fat, leptin signals to your body that you're getting enough food, and as such, keeps you from feeling hungry and keeps your metabolic fire burning. However, when you begin to diet, meaning you reduce your calories, or drastically drop your carb intake, your leptin levels decrease and signal to your body that you are hungry. As such, leptin begins to lower your metabolic rate in order to conserve calories. This is why you often see people plateau in their weight loss efforts, even though they're dieting as best as they can. Even a few days of low-calorie dieting can cause leptin levels to drop, which is why it often gets harder and harder to lose fat the longer you diet. Your metabolism continues to dip, so you need to eat less calories over time to continue to lose. This is where the theory of carb cycling comes in. Some research shows that by temporarily increasing calories from carbs, we'll give leptin levels a boost, which signals to your body to increase your metabolism once more. This can also help reduce hunger signals, which may make it easier to stick to a low-carb diet on low-carb days. In addition, and this is purely anecdotal, some claim that carb cycling is an ideal way to gain muscle mass without gaining fat. The theory here is that by stimulating insulin on training days by eating high carb, then by reducing carbs on non-training days, which may help you burn fat, you can cash in on both muscle growth and fat loss simultaneously. Now, studies don't currently exist to say whether this is actually the case, so we do have to take it with a grain of salt. When is carb cycling beneficial? So, as you've heard, carb cycling can have a lot of moving parts. And while it may help you lose fat, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the most sustainable strategy for the average person working out several days a week and looking to tone and drop body fat. If you're looking to lean out to a very low body fat percentage, which is difficult to sustain indefinitely, then carb cycling can help you get there. And it can also be a good strategy for someone eating low carb or keto who feels they've plateaued. In general, carb cycling involves quite a bit of macro counting and preparation, which can make it pretty challenging to maintain unless you're an athlete or training for a competition or simply have the time and energy. Otherwise, strict carb cycling can get intense for an everyday maintenance regime. As always, I recommend sticking to balanced macros for the most sustainable, long-term, quote-unquote, diet. How to carb cycle. If you're following a low-carb diet and want to try carb cycling, keep things simple and try upping your carb intake once or twice a week on your workout days. An easy way to do this is to replace your fat calories with carbs like sweet potato and berries. Give this method a couple of weeks and judge your progress and how you feel, as adding in carbs can sometimes also increase your mood if you've been low carb for too long. The bottom line. 1. Carb cycling may boost hormones that support fat loss and satiety. 2. Carb cycling may help you have even more motivation to stick to a low-carb diet, since you can have carb refeeds. And 3. Carb cycling can become intense and complicated for everyday life, as it is an advanced technique. You just listened to the post titled, Carb Cycling and Who Can Benefit From It, by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, after hearing all of this, you might be a little stunned. Carb cycling seems complicated and intense, and it definitely can be. As Eric said, the bottom line is that it may not be right for everyone. It has its benefits, but here's the thing. If just thinking about carb cycling stresses you out, then it's probably not for you. If, on the other hand, as you were listening, you found yourself thinking, that's not too bad, or I already do some of that right now, then you might want to consider giving it a try. You may try it and still find it doesn't suit your lifestyle like you thought it would, and that's okay. I'm sure you learned some important things about yourself along the way. Or you may find that this was the miracle eating pattern that you'd been searching for all your life. If so, great. Either way, enjoy the journey and see where it takes you. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.